This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
This is a Radio Labour news update recorded on Wednesday, July 20th, 2016. I'm Mark Belanger. In the United States, the political party which controls the country's legislature, the Congress, has nominated for president a man who labor leaders are calling a racist and a fascist. Donald Trump was confirmed as the presidential nominee of the Republican Party on Tuesday, July 19th, and will run against the nominee for the rival Democratic Party, Hillary Clinton. While the Republicans were conducting their nominating convention in the state of Ohio, two of the largest unions in the United States were holding their national conferences. The leaders of the two unions were not shy about their views concerning Donald Trump. Lee Saunders is the president of the 1.3 million member American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Employees, AFSCME.
To anyone who says racism and sexism and xenophobia are how we make America great, we say this: we will never quit fighting to keep a jackass like Donald Trump out of the White House. That's right. That's right. AFSCME never quits. To anyone who attacks our rights and our jobs, what do we say, sisters and brothers? What do we say? We never quit.
The other union holding its national conference while the Republicans were nominating Donald Trump is the American Federation of Teachers. The AFT represents 1.6 million teachers and other public employees such as healthcare workers. Randy Weingarten is the president of the American Federation of Teachers.
In his world, people should blame Mexicans and Muslims for, well, basically everything, from job insecurity to global instability. In our world, that's called racism. What do you call it when a candidate for president debases an entire religion, mocks a disabled reporter, refers to women as pigs, and calls Mexicans rapists? I call it a threat to civil society, to decency, and to the values that underpin our country, and frankly, it is perilously close to fascism. He uses the kind of talk that evokes the fear that led to the internment of Japanese Americans during World War II. The horror in Nice reminds us that the world must be united in condemning and acting against terror, but that is far different from condemning an entire religion or barring refugees because they are Muslim. The snake oil he's selling will make economic inequality even worse. He has assiduously courted working class voters, but his proposals will leave them in even worse shape. He says he's against trade deals that would send jobs overseas, but where does he manufacture his own products? Sweatshops in Bangladesh, China, and Mexico. He bankrupted his businesses four times, and while he boasts that he was unscathed, his employees, contractors, and vendors were devastated. His tax cut plan for the rich would add $30 trillion to the deficit, and he'd let in the big banks go back to the kind of legalized gambling that wrecked our economy. You've heard his insults so repeatedly that maybe it's drowned out his education ideas. Well, he, and I quote, loves the poorly educated. So, no surprise, he pledged to cut education spending way, way down.
And that's it. International labor news you can use. Follow us on Twitter at Radio Labor. I'm Mark Belanger. Thank you for listening. And remember, it's all about global solidarity.